Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website. We got a new one. It's called smartwithyourmoney.com.
It's a nice, easy site, smartwithyourmoney.com, because it really speaks to what the show's about. And really, not just smart with your money, but smart with your life ends up being what the show is about. And that's one of the topics I want to talk about today, because, Tammy, you and I have had three people, and really, I guess, more in my life than yours, but three people very recently that died suddenly and died at pretty young ages. So three heart attacks within 5 days of each other. Two guys were 47 years old, and one of them was 51 years old.
It's just too young.
It is too young, and it really kind of makes you think about, you know, just how short life is and how, like, you don't know, it could be over tomorrow. It might not be a heart attack. You might be in perfect health. But it could be a car crash. It could be all kinds of things.
Anything.
So that balance of living for today and enjoying every moment but still planning for tomorrow, that's a tough balance.
Right. So we had a topic that we wanted to cover, and it's those top 37 things you'll regret when you're old. We're not going to go through all 37 of them. We'll have those on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. But we picked a few that speak to us. So
right.
Wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, so let's jump in. Number one, Tammy, something you and I have been doing a lot more recently, and that's not traveling when you had a chance.
Right. We both like to travel, and now it's nice to be able to share that time together. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, going to Ireland this year, and you know, we've gone to Mexico recently. So you know, start traveling now. I mean, everybody wishes they would have done it,
and it doesn't even have to be big places, like, you know, overseas or anything like that. It can just be around. I mean, the best memories I have as a child is my parents taking us around the United States. So
yeah, you guys just pack up in the car and go for the long drive.
That's right. All right. So the next one we wanted to share was being scared to do things. And just, you know, you look back and you think, why was I so afraid of that? That was silly, you know, or you just not having the confidence to try. And that one spoke to me. Some of my fears have held me back in my past.
Well, sure. I want to speak on this one too, because to me, this really changes the quality of your life. And I can say that most of the things that I have in my life that I'm really proud of, or that I'm happy that I did, I was scared, but I faced the fear and I did it anyway. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do that will cause regrets in the future.
Right.
So next is failing to make physical fitness a priority.
Right. Too many of us spend our physical peak of our lives just sitting on the couch. And when you're in your 40s, which we are, and beyond, you wish you just would have had a discipline to just do it. You know, just do it like Nike.
Well, and our bodies are made to be physical. I mean, it's through evolution, we've developed to where we need physical activity. And so many of us that are desk jockeys, we have to be very proactive about going out and getting exercise, because it's not going to happen on its own. I don't go out. I don't get exercise in my job.
Right.
So whether it's a standing desk at work, but just doing something to get some physical fitness in your life.
Right. The next one is not quitting a terrible job. There's so many of us that have that fear of either looking for the new job or just saying, oh, it's fine. It'll be better tomorrow. Whatever it is, you know, you got to have a job to pay your bills. So that's the scary part. You know, and 40 years later, you wake up going, oh, why didn't I leave?
Well, and one of the other things that affects that, and something we talk on the show a lot about, is if you budget yourself really well and you can start to accumulate wealth, it gives you so many more options. A lot of people are locked into that terrible job because they don't have any buffer. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford to go one paycheck without a job. So they just continue on with that terrible job for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Now, this next one you said spoke to you.
Yeah, so the next one on the list here. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the top 37 things you'll regret when you're old. And we're not going to cover all 37, but we're covering the highlights of the ones we like. And all of the list of 37 are going to be on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So the next one on the list that I liked was not trying harder in school. Okay, and that it doesn't affect everybody, but there are a lot of people that wish they would have tried harder, because if they try harder in school and get better grades, for one, it helps you be your best and helps you show commitment. But it also might help you get into that right college, or it might help you get into graduate school or get into medical school or law school or one of those things that you want to do, or even just get that better job out of college by having better transcripts. So just trying hard and giving it your all is really important.
All right. The next one was caring too much about what other people think. And this one, you know, if you start worrying about the Joneses or worrying about what someone, you know, you want to take care of yourself and everything, but to worry about what other people think about what shirt I'm wearing, I can pretty much guarantee that they're not thinking about you. They're thinking about you thinking about them.
Right. So, how your yard looks. Or, right. You know, do it for you, not because of being worried about what someone else thinks.
Right, right.
And there's nothing wrong with taking pride in things like that.
No, I mean, you know, there's a balance, I guess, in all of this. I mean, you know, even the Bible tells us everything in moderation, right? So,
right.
So, in moderation. So, the next one, but.
Next one is not moving on fast enough. And this can apply to a lot of different areas of your life. This could be, you know, anytime you've experienced a failure in your life, how long it takes us to get up from that. And I've experienced that several times, whether it's been the failure of a business or the failure of my first marriage or different things that are tough to get back up from. When we look back and we think about any of that time that we're down and we haven't moved on, it's wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to move on quickly from things like that.
Right. Our grandson sings Let It Go, and he sings it seemingly at the perfect time for me.
So. Yeah, Let It Go from Frozen. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good theme song.
Right. The next one kind of goes along with the same thing what Doug just shared, but holding grudges, especially with those you love and those that are in your life every day, you know, we are imperfect, we're human, but holding that grudge, oh my goodness, man, I had a coworker, he left, but he was a master at holding grudges. You know, I couldn't believe how much he had stored in his brain about what people did or didn't do in 1997.
Well, and people like that are short-sighted enough to realize that you don't forgive somebody for them, you forgive somebody for yourself.
For yourself, yeah.
You're carrying around all that negative energy.
My goodness.
That it harms your body.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it harms your whole psyche. So next is not standing up for yourself. And this is really a big one, because you being able to set boundaries in your life are so important, because people that are aggressive personalities, when they sense weakness and when they sense somebody who won't set boundaries or won't stand up for themselves, you'll get run over. You'll get taken advantage of.
I had lunch. I used to go up to Jeff City and stand up for rights and things like that. So lost the word I wanted. But this lady, she sat down with me. She's in her 90s, and she says, "I want a scotch, and I want it now," to the server. And I thought, oh, my gosh. She goes, "Honey, all my life I've been a pushover. I'm not letting anyone tell me or give me, you know, you're going to do it when I say." And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
So it's cute.
So next on the list is missing the chance to ask your grandparents questions before they die. And
yeah.
I think this applies not just to grandparents, but to your parents also.
It's true.
Is once they're gone, you don't have that chance anymore.
Right. And I lost my grandparents when I was young. I was 12 and 15. And to ask the questions I'd love to ask them now, you know, I didn't know that at that age. So, yeah, it would have been great to get some of their stories for sure. And then the next one is working too much. I'm looking straight into your eyes.
Rarely are you going to find somebody on their deathbed that says, "I wish I would have worked more."
Right.
You know, it's the whole cats in the cradle thing.
Right.
That, you know, it's something that I realized a long time ago, and temper it, because my personality as the achiever mentality, I could work all the time and I love doing it, but but I have to limit it. I have to set boundaries on it.
So the next one, not stopping enough to appreciate the moment. Stopping and smelling the roses is the proverbial term that everybody hears.
It's a little cliche, but very true.
Yep. But man, it is true.
Yeah. Just to slow down and enjoy that sunset, or just enjoy the presence of loved ones and people that you're around.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Next is failing to finish what you start.
This is a big one. We're not just talking about the honey-do list and the things like that. We're talking a little bigger stuff. Like,
it could be college.
It could be.
It could be a promise that you've made that you never fulfilled.
Yeah.
Yep. Next is not playing with your kids enough.
Yeah, this one you said it's something that was close to your heart on that.
Yeah, and like my dad didn't play with us necessarily, but he was with us. He spent time with us, and you know, I think that's really important, that it's just getting down there and actually playing with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We get too busy as adults. Next one, never taking a big risk, especially in love. So, babe, that one speaks to me because, you know, when I went through my divorce, I wasn't really ready for a relationship. And you and I both met, and it just seemed to be too perfect, and it was a little scary for me.
You took that big risk.
I did.
I appreciate
I'm glad.
That. When this big risk, I see it in love, and I also see it. I see it in business. I see when somebody has a dream that they want to do, but it's going to be a risk. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a personality that's pretty conservative.
Right,
and they just don't do it. And one of the reasons they don't do it is actually the next one, and that is, and that's worrying too much.
Yeah, I can be guilty of that. I make up stuff all the time.
Right. I mean, we know that anxiety is always about the fear of the future, and guilt is usually the fear of the past, of something we've done in the past. Neither of them have anything to do with the present moment.
Right, right.
You know, once in a while, there's something we should worry about. And I always use the mind like water analogy here. And that's, you throw the pebble in the pond, and the pond will react appropriately to that pebble. It'll splash. Or if you throw a boulder in the pond, big splash. But as soon as it can, it goes back to being still. Mm-hmm. Don't give anything any more energy than what it, you know, what's necessary.
Right. So again, just a reminder that we're talking about the top 37 things you'll regret when you're old if you haven't done them. We're not going through all 37, but the next one was getting caught up in needless drama. And being a woman, I don't know if men are, because I'm not a man, so I don't know what your groups are like, but it seems like there's a lot of drama around certain groups of people. And I just really, I'm finding myself more and more just not wanting to be around it, which can kind of come off snobby, I guess, or I don't know.
I just don't want to participate in a bunch of negativity.
Right.
Right.
And if they're talking bad about somebody, I'm just going to change the subject. I don't want to do it.
Right, right.
So,
and next one on the list is not spending enough time with loved ones.
Mm-hmm. So yep, that's a big one.
Right, I think that's pretty self-explanatory with that one.
Yeah, taking time out to go see your parents and making sure you take time out for your adult children too. It's not just the little ones, it's the adult children as well.
Right, and the last one on the list for us to talk about is not being grateful sooner.
Right. It can be hard to see in the beginning, but it eventually becomes really clear that every moment on this earth, from the boring, mundane to the most amazing, it's all a gift. It really is. And through all of our losses this past week, it has made us slow down a little bit and make us aware of what we can be grateful for. And we hope that you'll join us in that.
So if you want to see the entire list of the top 37 things you'll regret when you're old, visit smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the blog post on this. You can download the whole list and talk about it with your family and make sure you plan with your spouse or your loved ones to make sure that you don't have things on your list that you regret when you're old. And one of the things on the list that people do regret, Tammy, is they'll regret not spending more time giving to others. And when we talk about giving to others, we have an upcoming guest from the Lydia House, which is it's a home that's a safe house for domestic violence or victims of domestic violence that helps them with transitional housing. So we're going to talk about them in a special event they're going to be holding when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.